Today's scripture reading comes from both Luke and 1 John, and I'll start with Luke. At the very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, that they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Were those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." And from the book of 1 John, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Well, as the kids told us, there are quite a few sins. Some don't sound too bad, and some are just terrible. But what is sin? Sin is error or wrong. When we were created pure and without sin. As we grew, we made choices, some right and some wrong. When we walk with God in the light, we do not sin or err. But we do sin if we walk in darkness, because darkness can't exist in God. We separate ourselves from our guide and our friend. We get lost in doing what we think is right instead of doing and acting as God wants us to. We lie to ourselves. Each minor or major sin changes us and pushes us further away from God. White lies, not tithing, being disrespectful to people. The occasional, I really don't feel like going to church. Or when we were younger, how about, I hate that teacher for giving me an F. Or, I'm mad at the pastor because he didn't say my name when talking about birthdays this month. Or how about, I blamed the neighbor for something that I did. Or I stole from the office. How about I turned my back on someone in dire straits when I knew that I could help? Or I got mad and I hit my wife. Or how about I turned someone away from God? As these sins continue, they just build up on each other and change how we look. All sin adds up to the same result, the darkening of the soul that God created pure. Notice that it doesn't matter what the sin was or how severe, because all sin is the same. We become darker and further away from God. If the visual isn't enough to convince you, then how about that reading from Luke? We are told that all who sin will perish in the same manner. Scary, isn't it? Many of you right now are running over your life in your head. So how do we get clean again? We can't do it alone. But we have the best help we could ever have. God sent Jesus Christ to help lead us back to him. And as we get closer to God, and walk more in the light. And finally, fully in the light, we find out an amazing thing. God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, has the power over sin. Sin cannot exist in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But if we are close enough to truly walk with God, sin cannot exist in us. When we truly repent, for that is the only way, and ask God to forgive us, God cleanses our souls and washes us clean. He is the potter that destroys the fault and reshapes us and remolds us into what we are meant to be. The one who has ultimate power over sin. When we bring Jesus into our hearts and accept his forgiveness, our sin exists no longer. The stain that we made of our lives is now made white as snow. Let us pray. Dear God, we pray that you will keep walking beside us and keep drawing us closer. Help us to recognize when we have strayed and when we are getting further away from you and when we need to be cleansed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Help us to ask for that forgiveness and help us to walk closer with you. Amen.